Kinim, Perigimel Mishnah Dal. Here we have a new knage in the discussion of Koyen Shaloi Nimlach. We're going to have a new cheshman. Chatos va'ilo ustuma umufureshes. You have a chatos for one woman, and an oilo for another woman, and a kanstuma of two for one woman, but neither is designated. Umufureshes, you have another pair, which is mufurish, which one is the chatos, which one is an oilo. So you have six oifos total, a chatos, a oilo, a kanstuma, and a kan mufureshes. Why did one woman have a chatos by itself and oilo by itself? Obviously, or we could offer, that maybe one woman brought her oilo, therefore she has left over the chatos, before the whole catastrophe of the taruvas took place. And one woman already brought her oilo, similarly she has a chatos left over. Vinishvi, now that we have these six birds, they got mixed up. So what did the Kohen do? He was loy nimloch, and he was also kulon lemalon. Mechza kosho, mechza posel. Again, worst case scenario, but you still have half, because you have the kan that's tuma, and it'll become a vegeshtelt. One a chatas, one an oila, one will be kosher, one is pasul. From the chatas and oila, since one was made lamalon, since both of them were made lamalon, the oif will be kosher, the chatas will be pasul. So the yivaita are good. From the mfureshes also, one will be good, one won't be good. You have no idea which one. Kulan lamato. Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Same ideas. One will be good, one won't be good. It will be half-half. Chetzen l'malon v'chetzen l'maton. Here, you have the vayta of the same tzoris. The mamish could be that all the oilas were brought l'mato, all the chatois were brought l'malo. However, there's one, two birds that it could go either way. And either way is fine, because it's a stuma, and it wasn't yet designated. So whichever of the two, one is l'malo, one is l'mato, en kosher l'stuma, that peer, the kan stuma, which has that flexibility, is kosher. V'him is chalek es benem. Who is yotzi de kabono? You have two women. You have no idea who it was, right? So memele, it's nischalek between the two of them. Here the Rav explains the chiddush. This wasn't stam mix-up. These were two women that were working jointly. Like we said, one woman had already brought her chatas, one woman had already brought her oilo. Well, let's say, just say for clarity's sake, one woman brought her chatas, the oilo died. One woman brought her oilo, and the chatas died. So now, they each one have an outstanding chiyuv, and each one owes a full kan. So they do it like this. They take six oifos, they take three pairs. In the first pair, they make one oif as the chatas owed by Rachel, and the other one is the oilo owed by Leo. In the second pier, they shtel avek, which is the chatas, which is the oila. In the third pier, they didn't shtel avek b'chla, which one is the chatas or an oila. They also didn't say which woman was for which. So one of them has a kantstuma, and one that has a mufureshes. Mela over here, v'him is chalek is b'neim, because who's the one who brought it? Both of them brought it. So it's mischalek b'neim. The ma'isa word of caution is in order, the way we just explained Mishnah Dalit. That is that the way we explained it, is this Mishnah is also where there's a Teruvis. And if there's a Teruvis, L'chayra, the Kan Stuma, shouldn't be kosher. What the Mishnah says, that the Kan Stuma is kosher, shouldn't be that way. It should only be the minion of three and three are kosher. The Kan Stuma itself, how could you be makshe both of them? One of them was Hukrav as an oil, the one was Hukrav as a Chatos. So what does it mean, ain't kosher la stuma? Both are kosher in the stuma? So the way we explained it is there's a teruvis, and you're right, it's not the whole stuma that's kosher, it's the minion of the stuma, which is kosher, and it's for both of them. It's a little bit of a daikim pshat. Lemaisa, this is the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rav's pshat, and the way other Rishonim are masbid. There's a whole larichus over here. Take a look at the Rishonim. And if you look in the Shittim Kubetz in Zvachim, Dav Samach Zayin is already Arichus. In Zvachim, Gabi had explained this Mishnah. We have the same type of Shverkeiten in Pshat. Is it a Teruvus? Is it not a Teruvus? Other Rishonim want to explain the Mishnah Dal that we're not talking about Teruvus at all, which is again not the posh, the reading of the Mishnah. We're talking about the Koyin took each set and he was makir of everything Lamala, but not that they were ever mixed up. So the Kan Stuma will be kosher because it was Hukar of the Mala. And again, that has Shverkaitin because we're talking about Teruvas. So Mishnah Hey again has the same type of Shverkaitin. We'll explain Pshat, even though that's not the Pshat Muskemes Lefi or the Rishonim. We'll go again with one straightforward reading. Okay, so he has Chatos and his Arva B'choivo. He has a Chatos, one that was designated. It was already Miyuchid as a Chatos. Not that it was a Kantstuma. But it got mixed up. Let's say one chatos, so we'll say two chatos got mixed up with two oifois of a kantstuma. So this really we had in the first perek already, this type of taruvus, except that over here we're talking about a case of loy nimlach. Ein kosher aluminium chatos shebechoyva, we already had that din. And over there meant what you're allowed to do lechatchila, you could only be makiv lechatchila the minyan chatos shebechoyva. Because that amount, for sure, if you're going to be makir, if you're going to do it lamato, that will be kosher. That amount for sure will be chatois, so it's okay. Over here we're talking about he took all of them, and he was makir all of them, half lamala, half lamata. But it's illegal, he's not allowed to do it, but it's a kohen shein nimlach, like we said. So Mela, worst case scenario is that all the ones that are brought on the bottom, half are kosher and half are posel. In kosher minyan chatos shebechoyva, it's not half the birds that are okay. It's half the birds in the minyan chatos shebechoyva. Well, actually, we're talking about, let's say, if there were four, only one would be kosher. If there would be 20, five would be kosher. Choyva shnayim bechatos. Here's the second case. What happens if the choyva, which are the kanim, are double the amount of the chatois that are already miyuchid. And they're all mixed up. And again, he took half of them and he put them lamala michut ha-sikra, half lamata michut ha-sikra. Mechza kosher, mechza posel. Half a kosher and half a posel. So let's say you have 10 chatois that are kvuois, together with 10 kanim stumois, which are 20 oifois, which are to be designated half as oil, half as shlomim. And he took, so it's 30 oifois, he took 15 above and 15 lamata michut ha-sikra. So memela, the 15 are kosher and the 15 are posel. The pshat is like this. Avenerik's oifin, worst case scenario, the chatois ha-kvois, which are half as much as the choyva, the way we said is that there's 10 oifois that are kvuois, were all brought on top, so they're all posel. So you have 20 left. Out of those 20, another 5 were brought on top. If the 5 were brought on top, so then they're okay, because they're 5 oilois out of kanim stumois, so you have 5 to cover. 10 on the bottom are also okay, because those are supposed to be chatois. So you have 10 and 5. You have 10 chatois. I'm sorry, you have 5 chatois on top, and you have 10 on the bottom. So those will be kosher. So Mel, that's the pshat of 15 and 15. Third case. V'chatos shnayim b'choyva. Let's say the amount of chatos is double the amount of choyva. And then he was makiv again. Half of them lamala michut ha-sikra, half of them lamato. Haminyan shebechoyva kosher. Half of the choyva is kosher. Let's see, you have 10 of chatos. Sorry, you have 10 of the kanim stumois, and you have 20, which means you have 5 kanim stumois. You have 20 of the chatois that are already designated. So your worst case scenario is like this. The ones you brought on top, which are oilois, but your... The 15 that you put on top, in your worst case scenario, are all oilois. Are all chatois, and mele are all posel, because they were lamala. Remember, you have 20 chatois keneged the 10 that are stumois. So 15 on top are a fatke geshaft. There's another 5 that you put on top. The 5 that you put on top are okay, because they're oilois. And they belong lamala, because you have 5 oilois of the kantstumois. The other five of the stumos will be then on bottom, along with others of the chatois. The ones that are chatois are kosher. The ones that are oilois, the other stumos are no good. So what do you have? So you have five on top, and you have another five on bottom. So you have the minion of the chayva. Again, it's half-half. But you'll have the minion of chayva that you'll have. L'chayra, the same thing should go the other way, which the Mishnah speaks out. V'chein oilu sh'nesave b'chayva. In kosher ala minion oilu sh'b'chayva. You'll cheshme out the same thing. Chayva sh'nayim b'oilu. If the chayva is twice as much as the designated, pre-designated oilu, mechza kosher, mechza posel. Masha'en kein. If the oilu sh'nayim b'chayva, if the oilo is the designated are twice the amount of the chayva, I mean you should be chayva kosher, you have that much less flexibility. The more stumas you have, the more flexibility you have. If the more are the designated, so you only have the lesser amount, that's kosher. So the same cheshbon. If the oilo is on the lesser side, on the designated side, or the chatois on the designated side.